He'll give some examples of great personalities who really tolerated provoking situations. There was a king named Ranti Dev. He fasted for a long duration of time with his whole family for the welfare of the world. Now Ranti Dev was actually on the verge of death, and he was living in a secluded place, and he was brought a large quantity of food, prasad, to share with his family to break the fast. When he was just about to break his fast, a Brahmin appeared. That Brahmin said, "Oh, Ranti Dev, I'm very hungry. Please give me food." So he fed the Brahmin to his full satisfaction. Then he sat down to eat with his family. And a person who, by caste classification, was from a Shudra background, appeared before Ranti Dev and said, "I'm very hungry. Please give me food." So what did Ranti Dev do? He fed his family, and then he fed that man who came. He sat down to eat, and a person came with dogs, a pack of dogs, and said, "Ranti Dev, my dogs are hungry. Give them food and water." Ranti Dev fed the dogs. All that was left was a little water. If he didn't drink that water immediately, he would die. It was life or death. When he was about to drink the water, a chandala, a person who's considered to be completely disgraced to society by social conventions, that chandala appeared before him and said, "I am very thirsty. Will you give me some water?" Would you call this a provoking situation? Ranti Dev, with folded palms, prayed, "My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I do not pray to you for the 8 mystic perfections. I do not pray to you for self. Live amongst all living beings and let me suffer so that other living beings will not have to suffer. Birth after birth after birth, my Lord, let me live for the welfare of others. Let me suffer and die for the welfare of others. In giving this chandala my water, I will be forever free from thirst, hunger, moroseness, lamentation, and all the sufferings of material existence." With tears of gratitude in his eyes, he gave the water to that man. That is greatness. That is tolerance. All of a sudden, the Brahmin, all those different personalities that came to beg for him, appeared before him, and they all transformed into devatas, demigods. They gave him nice food and said, "We have appeared before you in this way because we wanted to show the world what is a great person. One's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations." Because of Ranti Dev's compassionate nature and his integrity to maintain his compassion even in the most difficult circumstances, the entire world under his realm, under his regime, was God conscious. Because he loved every living being without discrimination like a father.